Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into this Sunday, June 29th news summary. In light of ongoing economic and market volatility, Australia appears to be making a significant shift towards active investment strategies. Schroeder's 2025 Global Investor Insights Survey reveals that a remarkable 84% of Australian managing offices plan to lift their actively managed investments. Market instability is spurring investors away from passive strategies with high hopes for more robust performance and a better grasp over uncertainties such as U.S. trade and foreign policy. Simon Doyle of Schroeder's Australia highlights that our financial world is rapidly pivoting towards more adaptability and active approaches for superior performance. Turning now to regulatory news, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, is seeking to clear the fog around the classification criteria for self-managed super funds, also known as SMSFs. Your fund must hold over $10 million in assets to be named as a wholesale investor, a vital distinction influencing the right to lodge complaints. Shail Singh from AFCA imparts the importance of advisors understanding regulatory specifics to promote transparency and consumer trust in this intricate sector. Over in the West, Western Australia's housing market is facing significant hurdles due to magnifying population numbers. The state's treasurer, Rita Saffioti, announced a $1.4 billion budget allocation to combat housing price inflation and increasing rental shortages. Cassandra Windsor, chief economist at CEDA, calls out swift action to efficiently address burgeoning demand and inadequate supply trends, worsening due to labor shortages and bureaucratic challenges. Now here's an atypical one. In a peculiar case, AFCA upheld Rack Insurance's decision to deny a claim made by a motorist who alleged they crashed their Jeep while avoiding a humble possum. Forensic evidence, however, painted a contrasting picture, suggesting an intentional crash. The case highlighted the absolute necessity for truthfulness in insurance dealings and validated the insurer's stance on fraud. That concludes our news wrap for today, courtesy of Financial Services Online, your trusted destination for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management. Learn more at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, being well-informed is the first step to financial wisdom. Until our next update, this is Paige Estritori signing off.